SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Governor General David Hurley's role placed under scrutiny with calls for an explanation in response to Scott Morrison's secret ministerial appointments. A deadly blast at a mosque in Kabul claims at least 10 lives. And in sport, no clear decision yet on the NRL Grand Final venue for this year. Governor General David Hurley's role has been placed under scrutiny, with calls for an explanation in response to Scott Morrison's secret ministerial appointments. Ministers are usually sworn in by the Governor General in a public ceremony. But Mr. Morrison was instead sworn in using an administrative instrument by Governor General David Hurley. Mr. Hurley say he followed normal process consistent with Australia's constitution and had no reason to believe the decision wouldn't be publicly communicated. Professor of Constitutional Law at the University of Sydney, Anne Toomey, shed some light on the legal perspective.
But the Governor General's not an automaton. They can push back a bit. They can query what the Prime Minister has told them. They can give wise counsel and recommend, you know, perhaps Prime Minister, it might be better to do things in a more transparent way or to consult your cabinet, etc. The real problem is the secrecy of it, which undermines governmental transparency. It was all done in secret without the relevant transparency.
A large explosion has gone off in a mosque in Afghanistan during evening prayers, killing at least 10 people. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack in Kabul, but the death toll includes a cleric and police. It's believed the powerful blast was carried out by a suicide bomber. Chinese troops are to go to Russia to take part in joint military exercises alongside India, Belarus, Mongolia, and other countries. China's defense ministry claims the operations are part of an ongoing bilateral agreement with Russia and are unrelated to the current international and regional situation. Taiwan is launching military exercises in a bid to stand up to pressure from China, following a new series of threatening exercises by Chinese military. A defense ministry spokesperson has strongly condemned China's actions, expressing concern about undermining of regional peace. Pilot Zhengo Lin describes the planned interception of Chinese fighter jets as the exercise begin.
I have experience to do the interception, and we know they are coming, and I will do our interception and to monitor them. And definitely is within visual range, we can see them, and we are maintain an opposite position to a control position, and we can monitor them and to knowing what they are doing and stop their offender intention.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says he is outraged by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' remarks accusing Israel of committing 50 Holocausts against Palestinians. During a joint news conference with Chancellor Scholz in Berlin, Mr. Abbas said he did not regret the deadly attack by Palestinian militants on Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics half a century ago. He had been asked whether he planned to apologize to Israel and Germany for the attack ahead of the 50th anniversary next month. German government spokesman Stefan Eibestreit says the incident has cast a dark shadow over Germany's relations with the Palestinian Authority.
Der Bundeskanzler ist empört und entsetzt über die Worte von Herrn Abbas.
The German Chancellor is outraged and appalled by the words of Mr. Abbas. Relativizing the Holocaust with its more than 6 million dead is completely unacceptable. To do so even on German soil is inexcusable. The Federal Chancellor condemns Mr. Abbas's statement in the strongest possible terms.
Auf das Schärfste. Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney is travelling with the Prime Minister to the Torres Strait this week to consult local communities on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The visit comes ahead of a planned 2023 referendum on enshrining an Indigenous voice in the Constitution, part of Labour's election promise to implement the Uluru Statement from the Heart in full. To sport, the Australian Rugby League Commission has met, but is yet to decide on where the October grand finale will be held. The location is expected to be confirmed today and could be a permanent move to Brisbane or a return to Sydney for the long term. NRL grand final tickets generally go on sale from April each year, but Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says he is not worried about giving fans late notice. The league initially reached a deal with New South Wales to keep the decider in Sydney until 2042, but upgrade problems and COVID disruptions derailed plans.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.